Pete Hartman is in charge of purchasing for Hart Sales, a fish broker based out of Victoria, British Columbia. He says a group of small boat fishermen approached him in February looking for someone to buy their halibut, sable fish, and rockfish this summer.
Our first shipment in ADAC was the 26th, I believe it was, of March. And we've got a commitment that we'll stay with them throughout the entire season.
Hartman is leasing space from the Aleut Corporation for his production line.
We offload at the dock. The fish is brailed over. We grade the fish out. We're packing the fish out for fresh. And the fish is delivered out to the airport and flowing out from there to our markets.
Hartman's not the only one who's noticed ADAC's potential. In March, Washington-based Premier Harvest shipped 12,000 pounds of live golden king crab off the island. And city manager Leighton Lockett says there's been interest from other buyers as well.
It's exciting, and it's definitely leveraging the assets that the Navy has left behind, that we've kept going, and the fish that are out here.
Lockett says while the small operations aren't making up for everything that was lost with the plant closure, they're certainly helping out.
You know, from the city as a tax base to the people who, there's some people employed now, to the boats that can still come in and deliver, to Alaska Airlines that carries this stuff out. You know, everybody's making a little something off of this versus having absolutely nothing.
That doesn't mean ADAC is going to stop looking for someone to fill the processing plant. Lockett says he's optimistic that there'll be a new company in there by next January. But he also sees room for the smaller operations to continue, especially those dealing with specialized markets like fresh and live fish. In Alaska, I'm Stephanie Joyce.